Good morning and welcome to Trinity United Methodist Church. We are so blessed and thankful that you are here with us this morning celebrating Jesus, our loving Savior and God. This morning, I hope you will see that our theme here is to celebrate children. In fact, a lot of things that we do, it's about kids, and we are going to highlight some of the ministries we were involved with in the mission trip to Mexico and just a lot of different things that you will see, and the whole theme is about children. In fact, friends, Jesus said, "Let all the little children come unto him," and we all must have faith as a little child if we are to enter the kingdom of heaven. Please note that after the service today, everyone is invited to a lunch, a potluck lunch. Even if you haven't brought anything, please plan on staying in the fellowship hall, and we would love to have you here with us. But with that, make note of the other announcements in your bulletin, and please, as God leads, may you all just join in and be a part of what God wants you to be a part of. Let us bow our heads and our hearts and open up our time of praise and worship and bringing glory unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords with a time of prayer here this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for the blessedness, and we rejoice in you for the gift of life and the gift of children. And as we celebrate the giftedness that you have blessed these kids with, we thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you for the opportunity just to celebrate what you're doing in their lives and how you are leading and teaching us all as you teach them. And so, Jesus, we commit this time of worship into your care, and we pray that everything that is said and everything that is done would be done to glorify you and to praise you. We thank you and we love you. In the holy and the wonderful name of Christ our King, we pray. Amen.
So good to be in the house of the Lord today, amen, as we stand to get ready to praise the Lord today. We're supposed to humble ourselves as little children. Steph says I do that too much. She's not my kid at heart. But let's just really praise the Lord today, and let's turn to our neighbor real quick and say, there's joy in the Lord. Give him a high five.
Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine.
Shine.
Lord wants us to have joy in everything we do. What a wonderful thing that he came here to die for us so we'd have an opportunity. As you see these little children today, it's going to melt your heart knowing that God wants us to humble ourselves as little children. So joy to the world. Let's thank him for what he's done. Yes, Lord. Lord, we thank you for being here today, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do, Father. We ask that you continue to give us direction in our lives, Lord. Father, if we carried anything with us, let us lay it up here on this altar, knowing that you are an awesome God. You can take care of anything. There is nothing that you can't take care of. We just need to believe in you and lay it over to you, Lord. Father, as we sing this next song, let us remember as children, as we sing this song, Jesus loves me, and how much it meant to you. Let us remember that you love to hear Jesus loves me.
Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. Away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. He's prepared a home for me, and someday his face I'll see. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
We're going to watch a video of our time in Mexico here and focusing in on the children that we worked with here for the next couple moments. And I want you, as you watch this video of pictures, to think. Many of us have participated in the ministries of Samaritan's Purse and the shoebox ministry. And many times we fill those shoeboxes and we really don't have a face to look to or to know who is receiving those items that we pack in the shoeboxes. I'm here to tell you that the 12 of us that went to Zihuatanejo and Ixtapa, Mexico, we found and saw where some of these shoeboxes will go. And the pastor that we worked with, Pastor Sullivan, he has signed up for over 300 shoeboxes so that the children there will receive them. And the orphanage, he will have the orphan kids pass them out. And so as we see these photos of these kids, just remember that many times it's not about what we do, but it's about who we're doing it for. And let's think of the little children as we watch. This morning we have the wonderful opportunity to recognize, and I'm going to call Savannah one of our own, and I'm going to ask Jason and Leah to come forward with little Savannah. And a couple weeks ago we had the opportunity to baptize Savannah, and due to scheduling conflicts and everything, we had to do it outside of a regular church service. But I wanted to bring us all in. As we watch the video, it doesn't matter. And I don't know about you, but when I see kids, it just joy brings is brought into my heart. And it's been said that children are the time capsule that we send to a future that some of us will never see. And I'll say that again. It has been said that children are the time capsule that is sent into a future that some of us will never see. Let that resonate. Let that sink in. And what a precious and an honor and a privilege to be a part of these kids' lives, to enforce the good qualities and traits. And when you look at those young lives, I mean, to smile, it just brings a joy to your heart. And so Jason and Leah present you with this certificate of baptism for little Savannah. And as you grow her in the Christian faith, in the virtues of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want you to know that as everyone is here, we once again will partner with you and stand with you in the endeavor of raising Savannah in the Christian faith. And may we all just bow our heads and our hearts and pray right now. Gracious Lord, we bless you for this opportunity. We thank you for your watermark that you have placed upon this young life, Savannah Kelly. And Jesus, we lift her to you. We thank you for Jason and Leah, and we pray for this family, this young family, and we pray that you would surround them with your protection, that you would fill them with your love and grant them your peace and your mercy and your assurance as they parent her, as they rear her in the virtues of faith, as they follow Jesus, as they follow you with their whole heart. May Savannah just learn more from their lives rather than what is spoken. And so we lift them to you and we praise you. And joy fills our heart, O Christ. We thank you for the wonderful and the blessed and the privilege that this is to stand with them right now. And we bless you in the holy name of Christ our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Blessings to you. Here's an envelope if you'd like it. Okay. This morning's reading from God's Word is found in the Gospel of Mark. We will be reading from chapter 10. Verses 13 through 27, and if you're utilizing your pew Bible, you will find this on page 1570. A reading from the Gospel of Mark, beginning with verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Verse 16. And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, listen to this word. Now he's talking to adults here. Jesus said to the adults, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not so with God. All things are possible with God." Friends, as we turn our attention to the children in the Christmas play, I just challenge us all to see the joy. You see, God has many gifts for us all, and He wants us to receive gifts. And one of the gifts that Jesus wants you and me to have is joy. And so as we look at these children in this Christmas play, may we all see the joy that has been given to us in the form of children.
Christmas is a time for remembering God's gift of a Savior, and remembering our friends and loved ones. One way we do this is to send Christmas cards and letters. Of course, this isn't something that was started yesterday or even 50 years ago. Historians figure that first greeting cards was probably made in England somewhere around 1840. That's about 175 years ago.
But even before that, German bakers were making large cookies with frosted greetings to send to their special customers.
Today, our Sunday school children want to present to you a living Christmas greeting card.
Notice that our living Christmas card is decorated with evergreens, holly, and red berries. The evergreens symbolize Jesus' love for us. Its leaves never turn brown and die like other leaves. Jesus' love for us never dies. It lives forever.
We want our Christmas card to remind you that Jesus was born to give you joy and everlasting life.
The holly on our card is an old symbol too. Holly berries are a symbol of the blood that Jesus shed for us, and the holly leaves stand for thorns upon his head.
Notice that our Christmas card even has lights. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
Some of the most joyful Christmas cards are the ones that play songs when you open them.
It's always wonderful to hear Christmas music. Do you remember what the very first gift to Jesus was? It was music, song of praise that the angels were singing over the sleeping town of Bethlehem. Wasn't that the perfect gift for a newly born baby? I wonder if the angels really understood what honor God was giving them by letting them announce the birth of Jesus.
Angels, why did you leave heaven so far behind and fly through that dark sky in the middle of the night?
God sent us.
Why did you go find simple shepherds to follow the light of that bright star?
God sent us.
Angels, why did you sing those songs?
Because we were so happy.
You angels must have been so excited. Why did you sing that night of Jesus' birth?
We sang so baby Jesus can sleep.
I can't even imagine what the angels singing must have sounded like. The shepherd said it was beautiful. Let's listen as they sing for us now.
We sang praises to God.
Sleep on.
There's nothing on a Christmas card more peaceful than a scene where shepherds are out on a hillside watching over the sheep at night.
Yes, but that peaceful scene was interrupted by all those angels singing and that bright star that came to rest over the place where Jesus was born.
Do what the angels told us to do. Follow the star with baby Jesus. Yes, let's go find baby Jesus. Hurry.
And so the shepherds followed the star to the manger where Jesus was born. They fell down and worshipped him and praised God for keeping his promise to send a Savior to the world.
Then later that night, the shepherds returned to their fields to tend their sheep. But they were so excited they told many people about what they had seen and continually praised God for the Savior he sent.
Son, I am so afraid but proud that God has chosen us to be the parents of this beautiful baby.
When I was told that God had chosen me to be the mother of Jesus, I was scared. Why me? So many things have happened since then, but I wonder if I could raise this special child according to God's will. Still, I'm kind of scared.
God has chosen you. Don't be afraid, Mary. God has chosen you because he knew you'd be faithful to him. The birth is exciting for us. Because you have brought forth our Savior.
I am the star that came to rest over the tiny stable where Jesus was born. I was up so high that I could see the whole scene. It was wonderful. I cast it like down on the stable. I saw the tiny baby Jesus yawn his curled tiny fist. Then he took a nap. Jesus, it's hard to believe that the tiny baby grow up to be our Savior, but somehow you just knew he wasn't an ordinary baby. He is God's son. Jesus came to the world to show us how we ought to live. Jesus is a lot like me, but his light is much brighter and will shine forever and ever. Glory to God in the highest.
Yes. Glory to God in the highest. For a Savior has been born at last here in Bethlehem, the city of God's people, as God has promised. All praises to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
to see wise men on a Christmas card. They always look so regal. Just look at those wise men.
For many years, theologists thought that we were wise men. Do you really think that we were wise?
I don't know, but we were wise about one thing. We knew who our ruler was, and we went to pay our respect.
And we gave him gifts because we knew he would become our Lord and Savior.
Look at those regal kings. They're offering gifts and bowing before their true king. Aren't they majestic?
Yes, majestic indeed. They were very tired when they arrived, but look at how happy they were. The star had led them to the place where they could see and touch the baby king. Can you even imagine a more holy card than this one? You can just feel the tenderness and gentleness of Mary and Joseph watching over the baby, Jesus, as the wise men worship him. I think this card should read, "A little child shall lead them." You know, I think this is the greeting card we should send to everyone.
Then we need to add worshippers to sing carols of praise.
Yeah, to sing a glad song unto the newborn king. But look, all those people won't fit in our card.
We don't need to be framed in. We need to be out in the world telling the good news of Jesus' birth. That's the real living greeting card does.
That's right, and Jesus is the center of our card because he should be the one at the center of our Christmas season. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. He is our Lord and King, greater than any tradition, higher than the angels, wiser than the wisest wise man, and gentler than any shepherd. He is our Savior.
Thank you.
That is most certainly a message that we all can apply to all of our lives. And one of the things that it has come to my attention that what can cause us all to remain in the Christmas card is by focusing in on what we do not have. And I want to just challenge you, you know, God's gift for all of us is His joy. And when we focus on things that we don't have, our joy is taken from us. When we focus on what opportunities and privileges and honors that God has given to all of us each and every blessed day, we truly will be filled with the joy that comes from above, the joy that only comes from God, the joy that comes from Christ our Savior. And friends, Jesus said that in John 15, He said, "These things I have told you to you, that your joy may be full." Now, I don't know where you're at in life. I don't know what's going on in your life. But I do know this. When we focus on what we don't have, our joy will be taken from us. And when we focus on what we do have, the opportunity to walk through life with others, the opportunity to praise God and to uplift our King, the opportunity to impact others' lives for the good. Friends, you will find a joy that you never knew. You will find a joy and a peace and a happiness that you never realized was there because it only comes from one, and His name is Jesus. And so may we all be challenged to look at what we have and to look at the opportunities that we've been blessed with. What an incredible privilege to be a part of young people's lives. And as we conclude our time of praise and worship here this morning, if we would please stand and may we all sing, "Go Tell It on the Mountain."
Over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, oh, silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Oh, the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Oh, the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born and brought us God's salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
As we close here this morning, just a reminder, please stay and eat with us and meet us in the fellowship hall for a meal of lunch this afternoon. And may you and may I truly experience the joy, the abundant joy that only comes from Christ our King, that only comes from the risen Savior, Jesus our Lord. May His joy flood your heart and fill your mind, and may you truly experience the peace and the grace and the love that Jesus has for you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may you and I truly go forth in the joy of the Lord. Amen.